Tony-nominated musical Bright Star, written by Steve Martin. Yes, that's Steve Martin. And Edie Brickell will be making its way to the Hayes Theatre stage, presented by Sport for Jove. It's actually the debut Sport for Jove musical. Bright Star has powerfully moving characters, stunning melodies, and a story of deep emotion, an uplifting journey that's refreshingly genuine and daringly hopeful. It's on from the 5th of September till the 5th of October. Bright Star music supervisor, ensemble member, and return guest to 2SER Breakfast, Victoria Falconer, joins us now. Hey, Victoria, how are you?
Hello, I'm fabulous. How are you?
Thank you so much for not listening to Common Sense and choosing to return to 2SER Breakfast. I really appreciate it.
Oh, great chats all the time. I would never.
Tell us a bit about Bright Star. What should we expect coming into this show?
If you know much about Steve Martin, the incredible comedian, you may have heard of him. He is also a very incredible banjo player. Yeah. And he has sort of dabbled in creative music over the years and is working with an amazing bluegrass musician, Edie Brickell, who is a very, very well-known musician, songwriter, gorgeous voice, and has been for many decades. They wrote an album together, and during that time came across the story of the Iron Mountain Baby, which is a folk tale about a baby that is found in a suitcase. This song that they wrote ended up being so interesting to them that they have fully fleshed it out into a full-blown musical. And the musical is exactly that, gorgeous bluegrass. It's set in the sort of 1940s, but flashes back to the 1920s. The music is all of the down-home sort of banjo, fiddle, raging guitars, like glorious harmonies that you would expect from a musical that's set in the Blue Ridge Mountains of North Carolina.
That's awesome.
It tells a very beautiful, very human story about community, about tragedy and loss, about family and finding each other. It's just stunning to play and stunning to watch.
What's being a music supervisor on a production like this like? I imagine you sort of doing multiple things, playing in the band, supervising.
Oh, yeah, very much, very much. So I work very closely with our musical director, Alex Stedman, and we've worked together for quite a while. So they're really the one who is shaping how the music is going to go, and then I oversee how this is put on the stage. So, you know, when you have a bunch of actors who are also singing, also dancing, and also trying to play very difficult licks on the mandolin, you need a couple of eyes and ears around it. Honestly, I don't know how they do it. Yeah. However, I also have to do that. So I'll be, you know, playing a little accordion, playing a little piano and violin, while also doing some pretty fun stuff around the stage.
Wow.
We shape the music together, make sure that all of our gorgeous cast know what they're doing. And it's a beautiful kind of relationship that actually is echoed in the directors as well. We have two directors, the fabulous Damien Ryan, who, of course, is, you know, yes, the lead, the AD of Sport for Jove, along with Miranda Middleton, who is an incredible emerging director. And they have a similar sort of mentor-mentee relationship. That means that the show is in very good hands.
And they're working with an ensemble. Does that make it easier for you? Are they an unmolded ball of clay that you can shape into any image that you want?
In some ways, yes, and in some ways they are happily very, very experienced. Our two leads, Hannah McInerney and Kaya Byrne, are just the most magnificent actors. You would have seen them both in incredible things, from A Christmas Carol down in Melbourne to Rent, and seeing them both together on stage, oh, the chemistry is insane. And their voices blending together is just beautiful. And the rest of our incredible ensemble, a lot of them have done Actor Muso shows before. So, you know, when you present them with the idea of, hey, guess what? You have to play this ridiculously difficult, very fast kind of gig moment, as well as stepping on beats that are not the same ones you're playing and singing other bits that are not the ones that you are dancing or playing, they're not super phased. It takes, you know, a lot of brain work, but a lot of them have done it before. So we've got a lot of performers that you would have seen in The Beautiful Once, the musical that was here in Sydney a little while ago that I worked on. It's actually where I met Alec.
Once on this island.
Oh, no, Once on This Island is just finished at the Hayes and was gorgeous. Sorry if you missed out. Once the musical was on in Melbourne, Sydney and Perth as well about 5 years ago. Same actor musos.
Okay.
People, you know, playing instruments, telling a story on stage, doing all the things, doing all the work. A lot of them have done a lot of that work. And a few of our beautiful cast from My Brilliant Career as well, which is a show that was on at MTC last year.
Thanks for clarifying that stuff there about the theatre business. There's a lot I don't know about theatre. I was once kicked out of a theatre
because
I was still waiting for Godot, but they were like, that finished ages ago. You need to get out of
here. Well, yeah, I mean, some people say that they are still waiting for him. You know, I've heard Keanu Reeves is now doing it on Broadway, so maybe you've still got a chance.
Well, Keanu and I have been looking for a project to work on together. That might be it.
I really appreciate
you taking the time here to join us this morning, because I understand, in addition to everything that you're doing here with Bright Star on there at the Hayes Theatre, you're also gearing up for another musical in November at the Sydney Opera House. Are you able to discuss that now? Is this a conversation for another time?
Well, listen, I mean, it is out in the world, so I think I can talk about it, but I am taking on a role with the illustrious new production of Calamity Jane, starring the absolute charisma, like just storm that is Virginia Gay. So if you didn't see Calamity Jane back about 5 years ago when it was around and absolutely stormed it across stages in Melbourne and Sydney, then you need to get to the Opera House, to the studio. It's directed by my own ride or die, Richard Carroll, who is my co-artistic director at the Hayes. And I'm delighted. It's the reason that me and Richard met in the first place, was because we were talking about the show. So it's a very full circle moment for me to come on stage and kid around with a group of the country's best.
Victoria Falconer, I really appreciate your time. That's music supervisor and ensemble member for Bright Star, playing at the Hayes Theatre from the 5th of September to the 5th of October. Head to haystheatre.com.au and I will put all the information up for Calamity Jane on the website as well. Victoria, I really appreciate your time here this morning.
Fabulous. Thank you so much, my love.